piece of wood ain't gonna hold no twister. We need it to the hole, you know what I'm saying?
Raylene!
Big hole! The man ought to be giving us something. This whole damn place is gonna blow away. Why even fuck? Yo, boy, back me up here!
Shut up and hold it still!
I know you ain't talking to me! You a big man, huh? Is that right? Charlie Potatoes. Big ass criminal. Are you a bad man? You a little bitch. That's all you are. You ain't got no money. You ain't got nothing. I hold it still. Is that still enough for you?
Messed up old Whaley, did he?
Messed him up good.
Now, what you gonna do that for?
Man pissed me off, boss.
Who the hell doesn't? Box him.
You can't put me in that box, boss. The storm's coming.
Should have thought of that before you messed up old Whaley.
What the hell with Whaley? You can't put me in that box! Boss! You can't put me in there! You can't put me in that box!
You know they're saying tornado touchdowns all over the county.
I can't be responsible for acts of God.
God.
Should we arrest David Copperfield?
Yes, we should. But not for this. This is Raybert Fellows, superintendent of Road Farm 6, Mississippi Department of Corrections. One of his guards found him in his office, not a drop of blood in the place.
Well, maybe he was killed elsewhere.
I don't think so. Whoever did it took 40 minutes to do it in the middle of a tornado. What do you make of that?
I don't know. It's not a simple bisection. There's a considerable amount of his abdomen missing. I mean, it almost looks like a burning, but it's too localized. Maybe an industrial acid.
There's no acid found in his office.
Spontaneous human combustion.
Scully.
Well, isn't that where you're going with this?
Dear Diary, today my heart leapt when Agent Scully suggested spontaneous human combustion.
Well, there are one or two somewhat well-documented cases. Mulder, shut up. Okay, what do you make of this?
I don't have a theory. But I know someone who does.
Hell yes, Pinky Ross, who did it? Though you got me as to how.
And who is Pinky Ross?
An inmate.
Mean son of a bitch.
Ross was the prisoner who supposedly died in the tornado that preceded Superintendent Fellow's murder.
So you're saying that a ghost did this?
Now, I'm not putting a word to it. That's up to y'all. All I know is that Rawls hated the captain. Captain locked him in the box when the storm hit, and Rawls didn't want to be locked in the box. And when we found the box, biggest piece was about yay big, 3 miles from here. Now, this whole place was locked and boarded up tight. No man got in here. That's all I'm saying.
So we're looking for a dead man?
I disagree. I think this Pinky Rawls is still very much alive. You know, they never found his body.
Okay, well, at the risk of further ridicule, Mulder, what if this wasn't a murder? I mean, as I understand it, current theory on spontaneous human combustion is that climatic conditions play a large part, so possibly a tornado may fit the bill. We've got lightning, static electricity at a high potential.
I can't argue with that. But I do think it's murder.
Well, then how did Rawls or whoever do this? How did he get in and out of a locked office and prop a body up against the inside of a door?
This is all he had in his bunk area.
Wilson Pinker Rawls, age 34, 8 years under 30 for robbing a wire office in Bay St. Louis. $90,000 he stole was never recovered.
Mm-hmm. It's not here. Hey, look at this.
Ouch.
His record dates 1978. Mostly small time. History of violence throughout.
I wonder who she is.
Thanks, cutie. Hey, you broke out the good stuff.
Well, we're worth the good stuff.
Mm.
Hey, Robert.
Hmm?
Can I show you something? I mean, just a little food for thought.
Well, oh, wait, sweetie, they're talking about the tornado.
Take a look at this video just then. Hartstead was a state prison farm outside the village of Stringer, where two deaths are reported in the wake of the storm. A funnel cloud with winds topping 150 miles per hour tore through the isolated work camp, passing within yards of a barracks filled with terrified inmates. Among the dead, Captain Rayburn Fellows, the farm superintendent, a 28-year veteran of the Department of Corrections. A second casualty was a prison inmate, Wilson P. Rawls. Prison authorities...
Excuse me.
You okay, Jim?
...cure the prison from the oncoming storm. High winds apparently carried the man away. Though his body has not been found, Rawls is presumed dead. In other...
You don't try to run.
I ain't running.
Hey, that's store property. Take those off.
Oh, there's something so nice about putting on a brand new pair of socks. I don't know what it is.
I said take those off, boy.
Ooh. Ooh. What you think? That's me, right? And room to grow in.
You got an attitude, I'll say that. Get the hell up. Turn around, hands behind the pole.
The guy?
Yeah, could be. I guess. It was pretty dark.
How'd he get away?
Whoever he was.
She got me. Guys like Houdini. Turn my back, he was gone. I had him right here.
You had him handcuffed. Here. Can I see your handcuffs? Last known address for Pinker Rawls.
On the news, man. They're saying you got killed.
Where is she?
June? She's gone. Long gone, man. She left me like 4 years ago. You mad because her and me shacked up? I'm sorry, buddy.
Bo, I want what's mine.
I might have her address.
Nothing in there but your nine.
Get the hell out of my house.
Bo, you gonna shoot me? You gonna do something?
Car.
Mulder.
Tight.
Oh, my God. Pistol in his hand. Slide locked open, shell casings everywhere. I don't see any bullet holes anywhere, Mulder.
Don't recognize him from his driver's license, do you?
Well, Merkel, this is his house.
Yeah, but Rawls used to live here, and he's come back looking for something.
$90,000.
The wire office robbery 8 years ago. The money hasn't been recovered.
I don't think he spent that in prison.
I don't think Mr. Merkel did either, judging by the decor.
Maybe she knows. That's this house, isn't it?
Yeah. I can run down her name.
Yeah, I bet Rawls is looking for her.
Yeah, this is Specializing Dana Scully with the FBI. There's been a murder here at 922 Washington Avenue in Jackson. Crime scene support on site as soon as possible. Thank you. Oh, and could you June Gerwich. There's no current address, though, and no record of her since 1996.
Maybe she changed her name. Maybe she was afraid she'd end up like that.
State police have put out an APB on Rawls.
You might warn them not to shoot to kill. He seems to find that annoying.
Look, Mulder, even if those were bullets...
They are. It's just that their composition's been changed, just like the handcuffs and just like the prison wall.
Even if these were bullets, there is no way that they could pass through Rawls in the way that you're describing. Not without leaving him sprawled dead on the ground for us to find.
I think they just went right through him. Like his wrist went through the handcuffs and like he walked right through that prison wall.
He walks through solid objects.
Changing their composition fundamentally, making steel brittle, turning lead bullets into powder.
And flesh into carbon.
I don't know how else to explain what happened to that prison superintendent or to poor Mr. Merkel over there who's got no face anymore.
But where's the science in all of this, Mulder? You're talking alchemy.
I'm not saying that it can't be explained scientifically. Maybe it's the tornado. You suggested it yourself. Unusual climatic conditions, high electrical potential.
I'm sorry I even brought it up.
Okay.
We both agree on who he's looking for?
June Gerwich.
And do we have any idea of how to find June Gerwich?
She has a sister named Jackie, and I have the address. Hello?
Hey, it's me. Is this a good time?
No, Jackie, it is never a good time.
Look, the Jackson City Police just called me.
Yeah. Well, they're looking for you.
What'd you tell them?
Nothing. But they brought up Pinker. And they wanted to know what he might want with you.
Pinker's dead. I heard it on the news today.
Well, maybe you better call him. Just in case he's not.
June!
I gotta go.
June?
Hey, Jackie.
That's not very friendly, Jackie.
Jackie. Tell me where she is.
I'm not telling you anything. Jackie Gerwich? FBI!
Where'd he go?
He left.
Her son's spending the night at a friend's house, and she's going to meet them there. She said that she didn't tell Rawls where her sister was. Mulder, she said that he walked right through the wall.
Bo Merkel's car is parked down the street. That's how he got here. I don't know how he left.
Maybe he left on foot or he stole another car.
Why would he leave without getting the information he wanted?
Or maybe he's still in the neighborhood. I think the local PD can search, but we have to get going.
Where to?
To Meridian. It's where June Gerwig lives. Or June Burdett, as she's now called.
Scully and Mulder with the FBI. We are looking for June Gerwig, also known as June Burdett.
Also known as... June! Look, what's this all about?
An escaped convict by the name of Wilson Pinker Rawls. We believe that he may be pursuing Miss Gerwig with the intention of harming her.
Gerwig? I don't understand.
June?
Pinker's alive, isn't he? Jackie, she and her son?
They're fine.
Who is Rawls to you?
A mistake. Biggest one of many. We live together. Are you sure you know who you're looking for? I remember one time this guy cuts Pinker off on the highway. I mean, just cut him off, you know, kind of thing that happens to everybody every day. He followed this guy for 62 miles, right over the state line, 62 miles. Me pleading with him the whole way to stop. Follows the guy up to his house. The guy gets out of his car smiling, and he doesn't know what's coming to him. Pinker pulls a picket off a white picket fence and cracks that guy's skull open with it. He's not going to stop.
What does Rawls want? The money? $90,000 from the Bay St. Louis robbery?
I didn't even know about that till they came to the door to arrest him, okay? I mean, Pinker was already in prison before I found that money. By accident.
So you took it?
Eventually, yeah. I thought about it for about a week or two.
Where's the money now?
Put a down payment on this place. Bought a couple sofas. Chintz curtains. PC for Robert. I just wanted another chance.
I've got responsibilities. I can't just disappear like this.
It's best you both stay under 24-hour guard until Rawls is apprehended. It's for your protection.
No, it's for her protection. Let's be clear here. This guy Rawls or whoever, he's not looking for me. She took his money.
Robert, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. I've got my own place. I promise to stay the hell away from here, okay? How about it? Look, I just want to get out of here, okay? I didn't break any laws.
Don't discuss this with anyone, Mr. Werther.
Forgetting it ever happened.
Mr.
your keys.
Get her out of here. I want a guard on her at all times.
Oh, she's in the trunk?
Yeah, we took him right where he wanted to go.
Mulder?
Think he's trying to tell us something? Look at this. I'm assuming Rawls wrote this with his finger, just like the other one, but look here.
He stopped at the mirror.
Well, the mirror stopped him. I mean, what makes an object solid, Scully? I mean, what prevents one solid object from passing through another solid object, usually?
Electrostatic repulsion. Individual electrons repelling one another like magnets.
Electrons. What if Rawls' ability somehow has to do with electricity? What would preclude it or contain it?
Resistance against electrical current. A good insulator, like rubber, like glass.
Exactly. Rawls couldn't pass through this.
Say that your theory is correct, that he can walk through walls. Why go through all this effort over an old robbery score? It's $90,000. He could get that anywhere, right?
It's not about the money. It's never been about the money.
Yet he turned this place upside down, which means he was looking for something. And I think it has to do with this. It's a lien on unpaid hospital bills dating back to 1992. And the patient name is June Gerwich. And this is an ICD-9 number, a hospital diagnostic code. Now, this particular one means...
pregnancy.
Right. Specifically C-section.
This is 7 years ago. That's just a few months after Rawls was sent to a prison farm.
Uh-huh. I want what's mine. This man's looking for his child, Mulder.
And will return in time to take part in meetings at the UN. A statewide manhunt is underway at this point as escaped convict Wilson Pinker Rawls, a man previously thought to be a victim of Tuesday's storm, continues to elude police. He is to be considered armed and extremely dangerous. In other news, computers...
I'd like to call my sister.
Sorry, ma'am. No calls.
Smoking room, ma'am.
Fight. Guess it wasn't enough. I can't tell you what happened here, how Rawls got in, but he took the woman with him.
Where are they headed?
He stole a station wagon. Last seen headed south.
He has to intend for June to lead him to his child.
Yeah, we gotta get there first.
Yeah, but where? We don't have a name or an address. I mean, June may not either, for that matter, if the child was adopted. I think our best bet is to go through state records, but it's gonna take some time.
We're gonna need some equipment. Special issue.
Peter, I apologize. Look, I'm really scared right now. Okay, talk to me. Please, please say something, anything. Look, I'm sorry about the money. Your money, I shouldn't have taken it. It was wrong. I was wrong. Pinker, I can pay you back.
What was it? What'd you have? You dumb bitch, you don't even know what I'm talking about. What'd you have? Was it a boy or a girl?
A boy.
What's his name? You know his name, don't you?
Trevor Andrew.
Trevor what?
Trevor Andrew.
Trevor Andrew. Rawls. You never were gonna tell me. I'd have gone to my grave never knowing. But years later, a million to one shot. I hear on the farm from a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy. You know what that means? That means God wanted me to know. He fixed it so I'd hear. And then he fixed it so I'd have passage. And I'm here. God's will.
Burdette, B-U-R-D-E-T-T.
By birth? That's all you can tell me? Yeah, can you check on that, please?
Is what you were looking for?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. No match on Burdette or Gurwitch.
Riot slugs, rubber. Uh-huh, yeah. No? Thank you. It's a boy, that's all I got.
Sealed files?
No official files. No adoption records. No records of foster care in Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. Nothing.
Well, maybe she didn't go through official channels. And maybe the kid's with a friend or a relative somewhere.
Come on, Trevor. Trevor, put your toys away. Dinner's almost ready. Trevor?
I'll get it.
No, go wash your hands. I'll get it.
Jackie, this is Agent Mulder.
June.
I'm so sorry.
You should have sent me a trip. Where is he? My boy, where is he? I appreciate all you've done. Taking care of him. You're a good mother. Better than some I could say.
Something smells good in here. What are you gonna have?
Yeah, June.
Hey, baby.
Now you! You set him back down and you feed him his supper. It's all right. It's gonna be all right. Don't be upset.
I ain't mad at you, buddy.
It's okay, Trevor. Mama's here, okay?
Come on. I'm not gonna hurt you. It's okay, buddy. Why don't you come over here?
We'll have a man-to-man. Just have a nice talk. You and me.
You're Trevor, right? Trevor Andrew. That's your name. My name is Pinker. But you can call me Pinky. Anyway, you and me, we're gonna take a trip.
Pinker.
Shut up, please. You got some stuff you want to pack up?
Some toys and stuff?
Trevor? Jackie?
Trevor, go. Come pack some stuff, okay?
He's a good boy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Get him out of here, Scully. Don't make me shoot you. Don't make me shoot
Trevor!
You.
It's gonna be all right. I'm gonna get you to a safe place.
Thank you.
I had to do it. He would have hurt Trevor. He would. God only knows what he was thinking. What did he want?
Maybe another chance.
This.